on her face. I'm halfway around the planet in a most unlikely place, following my song line past bamboo shacks and shops, behind a jitney packed like sardines with bananas piled on top.
Hi, this is Bob Martin with the Expat Answer Man podcast. If you have questions about becoming an expat, we have answers.
Let me say a few words about a company that I own and one of our sponsors here on the podcast, wowphilippines.com. That's wowphilippines.com. We are a gift delivery company, and we feature many different kinds of gifts that might be just right for your gift giving in the Philippines. We deliver flowers, chocolates, just about any kind of gift you could think of that would be appropriate. And also, if we don't have just what you're looking for, just email us and let us know, and we'll be glad to check into it and see if we can get just the perfect gift that you want. Whether you have a wife, girlfriend, or some other loved one in the Philippines, I'm sure you'll be very happy when you shop at Wow Philippines. We offer professional customer service, high quality, world-class customer service, in fact. We always want our customers to be happy, and we go out of our way to make sure that that happens. So if you need to give a gift in the Philippines, be sure and visit our website, wowphilippines.com. That's wowphilippines.com.
Hello, Bob, and all the participants of Live in the Philippines magazines. This is Bob, New York. You know, Bob, occasionally when I'm doing something very routine here at my home in New York, things that we may not ordinarily even think about, based on my visits primarily to Iligan City and Cagayan de Oro, I give some thought to how would I do this if I lived there? One such item would be something as simple and as easy, here in the USA at least, as paying monthly bills, things like the electric bill, landline phone bill, and other such utilities. Here, it's usually as simple as writing a check, putting it into the supplied envelope from the biller, along with the bill stub, putting it in the mailbox in front of your house, and in a day or two, it gets where it's going. Now, the more trendy way, at least over the last decade or maybe longer, is automatic bill pay. We arrange with the billing company to automatically deduct it from your credit card or bank account. Easy. A no-brainer. You don't even have to think about it. Well, from my visits to the Philippines, I've seen places where people go to pay their bills, and people have to wait and wait and wait until the number is called. Then they go up to a counter to pay their bill. You could spend hours doing something like that just to pay a simple bill. At least that's my comprehension of it. Is this commonplace in the Philippines, or are there easier ways to pay bills there? I realize payment methods may vary in different parts of the country, of course. Regardless of that, I will have to add, if it sounds like an advertisement, oh well. Best vacations I've ever had any place, Iligan City, Philippines.
Well, hello there, Bob. It's great to hear from you. It's been a while. Not too long, I guess. I hear from you on the blog all the time, really. For those who are listening who don't know who Bob is, Bob New York is a long-time, very long-time contributor to the Live in the Philippines web magazine. Bob has been commenting off and on or emailing me or having some kind of contact with me over the years, I guess for probably maybe 6, 7, 8 years now. Quite a long time, really. One of our longest regular readers, I'd say. So anyway, Bob, it is great to hear from you, and you certainly bring up a question that is quite interesting, and maybe it's one where it's not more fun in the Philippines. Paying bills is not a fun thing, I would say. But the truth is, you can really avoid it almost altogether. Well, let me say, you do still have to pay the bills, but you may be able to avoid the hassle just about as much as possible. Let's first get down to how you actually do the paying. What you said is pretty much correct, that you take your bill and you go to a payment place and you pay the bill in person. Now, there could be one of many places. Perhaps you're going to go to the place itself that billed you, maybe your electric company, the water company, or the cable TV, whatever you're paying, you go to their office and pay it. But there are a number of other options. Most banks accept payments for a lot of different creditors, people like, say, the water company or the electric or whatever. Almost all of the banks will have it set up where you can go right into the bank and make payment. Now, as you pointed out, though, there's usually a lot of people inside the bank waiting to be serviced, waiting for whatever they need to do there. So that can be a real hassle, and you may have to wait for anywhere from, say, 10 minutes up to an hour or so. It could be even worse if you get there at a really bad time. So what are the other options? Well, as I said, the banks, the biller himself or itself, however you want to say it. There's a place called the Bayad Center. Bayad means to pay in Tagalog and Bisaya, I believe. I know for sure in Bisaya it means to pay. It must be in Tagalog too, otherwise they wouldn't use that name for the center, I guess. These Bayad centers are all over all of the cities. I don't know, there must be at least 20 of them here in Davao, I would guess, maybe more than that. You can go into these Bayad centers and make payment. They're in most of the malls and also have freestanding stores, that kind of thing. You can go there and pay. I think it's a little bit less time consuming to pay there because they probably have fewer people in line than the banks would. But there is a real good solution to this all the way around for people like you and me. In other words, expats or people who maybe have a little more money than the average person here. How do you do it? Well, you send your maid or somebody in the family, maybe one of your kids if they're old enough, or usually it's a maid. Our maid or our niece will go and pay the bills in different places. As you say, there's also online banking in the U.S., and we do also have online banking here with many banks, and they will directly pay your bills for you. So that's another option. But really, sending the maid is really the best way to do it, as far as I'm concerned. You know, I've been living in the Philippines for more than 14 years now. I'm going into my 15th year right now. You know how many times I've gone and paid bills in the last 14 plus years? You got it. Zero. I've never gone and paid any bills. So I'm only speaking here from what I've heard of, what I know, based on what people have told me. I'm not speaking from experience when I tell you these things about going and paying the bills, Bob. But I know the information that I've got is correct because I've heard it so many times over and over, and also within my family. So really, Bob, the best way to do it is just to send somebody else to take care of it. One thing with expats like you or I guess you're not really an expat, but you visit here a lot. But for people like me or other expats, if we go and we have to wait a long time, a lot of us tend to get upset or kind of cranky, and Filipinos know that, and they would probably prefer if we send our maids or whoever we can send, maybe a niece or nephew or just whoever can go other than us. It's appreciated because they don't have to deal with us, and also we're not going to get upset there. So just make it easy. Send somebody. If you absolutely have to do it yourself, probably the best thing is to set up a bank account where you can do online banking, and you can pay almost anything through online banking now. As a matter of fact, you can even buy things like load and that sort of thing through online banking, and it'll just be texted right to you. So it's not that hard at all, Bob. It's really much easier than you would think if you have only seen people going to the bank and that sort of thing. Well, Bob, I really appreciate your question, and it's always nice to hear from you. It's always great to have a longtime reader and now listener to the podcast, and we just really appreciate it, Bob. It's always nice to have you back. Well, I hope that I've answered your question, and I hope anybody else who's listening who has this question has come up with a solution that'll work for them. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in today, and I hope you enjoyed the show. Maybe you found a little information. Take care.